two, one.
Fans, welcome back to the Coach's Corner booth. We find ourselves on November 7th, 2018, and we have a new governor. And for the first time in the history of this great state, our new governor is a female. Janet Mills defeated Republican... what's his first name? Moody's first name?
Sean.
Sean.
Sean Moody.
I only saw his commercial like 1,008 times just yesterday. Sean Moody, a 50 to 44.
Are we going to be the type of podcast that tells people who we voted for? Can we,
no,
Andy, as
no,
teachers?
We don't, no, because people are already divided in if they like me or don't like me, and if I tell them
it
who
might,
I voted for,
it
then
might affect
gonna,
our
I
ratings.
I don't think they're as divided on that topic as you think.
I mean, there's only like seven people, so you'd be dividing.
Universal hate towards me. Well, speaking of that, we had a fan that gave some feedback. I asked if she could appear on the program.
Yeah.
And she declined our request to join the program. And
yeah, she felt that she was going to hurt your feelings.
She doesn't realize I don't have feelings.
I know. She doesn't know you well enough to know that you're just...
no feelings whatsoever.
You're just a jackass. And she will... oh, sorry
so
about
that
the
was,
jackass
oh,
thing.
So, see, that's what I do. I interrupt you. That's what she said.
Yeah.
See, that? I just jumped in. You were talking
in.
And
called,
I...
What do we call that? We call it...
Alpha you.
Alpha. You alpha all the time.
Well...
Alpha Johnny. Alpha Johnny Smooth, ladies and gentlemen.
With the bongo.
With the bongo.
Are you guys done talking?
Carry on, John.
I'm just going to ask you guys that every time. No, I do welcome feedback, even though it's probably not.
It's wrong.
It's wrong. no, I'm just kidding. I want good feedback. I want to get better at this. Mostly, I want people to come on the program that listen to the show.
Yeah.
Could fit them at this table, I think.
They've probably already been on the show.
Yep. So listen, I will give you some good feedback.
Oh.
I got a call from Jack.
Jack Dawson?
Jack Dawson, one of our former guests, and he actually he said how much he enjoyed coming on the show.
Well, that's great.
It was a great call. It was like a very validating call for me because I have a lot of respect for Jack Dawson and all he's done in the city of Portland and for sports, for kids.
Yep, amazing guy.
And for him to call back and I told him I'd give him a shout out to his family's product.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are we getting any further with Dolan's flavoring?
Dolan's flavoring is my favorite vanilla extract flavoring.
Yeah. And are we working it because we were going to work on a Hannaford connection of ours?
Well, I just I reached out to my friend, my wife's best friend.
Yeah.
Lisa Lucuzzi, who is the...
we love Lisa.
Yes. She is the sister of Mike Vail, who is the CEO of Hannaford's.
Yeah.
And I...
in progress?
Well, so on the barbecued Frito front, I think we might have something there.
So is that going to be your is that going to be your in for Jack? Is to get the Fritos in first, and then go with Dolan's?
Well,
flavor.
I was
put them on the same end cap.
That would be
put
I love
them right next
cap.
To each other.
Nice pull on the end cap. Andy.
What's wrong with a little barbecued Fritos?
You didn't even
and
tell
some
people who's
some,
here.
Some vanilla extract.
He doesn't care. He alphaed me already.
He did. Yeah. Actually, you got alphaed by a guy that he couldn't even remember his first name.
It's true.
Sean Moody. Moody. Sean Moody. Have you ever been to Moody's Collision Center?
I have not.
Excellent customer service.
Good.
So, I'd like to welcome back to the program, to the show, AC and the Sunshine Band, my man, Andrew Coulomb. Welcome back, Andrew.
Good to be back. I feel like I haven't been here in a while.
I finally got Andy a shirt.
You have not? That's why he wouldn't come back, because he didn't have a shirt. Every other... co-host guest has gotten
a
shirt.
Actually, what ended it,
wasn't he actually? Didn't we interview him at one point?
Hey, can you stop talking? Because he's talking.
I filled in for you many a time, and then you came back, and all of a sudden my invite stopped. I think you were intimidated.
Well, that's not exactly true. Now I'm going to back him up a little bit because I did invite you the last time.
Okay, that was true,
and you were wearing a pair of salmon handcuffs.
Yep. I had other
obligations.
Obligations.
We're making new words here.
It's all right.
Obligations.
Hutch was wearing a medium last week. That's okay.
So you have a shirt now.
I do have a shirt
now.
So I can come back.
Yeah,
so
it's in Kennebunk blue too.
It's Kennebunk blue. Beautiful. Yeah, how about those Kennebunk Rams football?
Hey,
pretty good ball club down there.
We got We got a pretty good ball club.
Who's the coach again?
Coach Rafferty.
We're talking about maybe getting
Joe
him on the program,
Rafferty.
Right?
Love to get him on the program. Yep. Great
no
guy.
No ordinary Joe, from what I hear.
He is an outstanding human being.
Yep. How many years has he been in
he
football
is,
now?
He is about to finish 40.
40 years.
40 years.
That's amazing. And unheard of in these times.
Yes. And they will play Marshwood Saturday.
Yeah.
They're going to play in Biddeford, Waterhouse Field. This is breaking news, by the way, today.
Wow.
We'll be playing in at Waterhouse
Good
Field.
Good to have you back, Andy.
Thank you. On the turf field, because Kennebunk Field is a bit wet.
Underwater.
Yep. So while that is unplayable, Biddeford, kind enough to host the game.
Pick you up.
Outstanding. And is this the regional finals?
This is the South Class B championship.
Outstanding.
Winner will take on Brunswick or Lawrence High School.
Okay. Well, good luck to Coach Rafferty and the Kennebunk Rams.
Yeah. I loved his band back in the 80s, by the way, the 70s and 80s.
Bill Rafferty and the Sunshine Trio.
It wasn't Bill Rafferty. Wasn't he
No, he's a college basketball
You
coach.
Know, speaking of Rafferty's, Doug Rafferty,
rest in peace.
Yeah, really? that was a rough one, yeah.
Ooh, did
yeah.
not know that.
He passed away less than a week ago.
Former Channel 13 news anchor.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I know. Was a Westbrook citizen for a while.
Is that right?
I don't know where he has been recently, but I know he lived in Westbrook for a while.
Okay. Well, that's very sad news here on the program.
It is sad news, breaking and sad. Well, it's not really breaking. It was a week old, but...
Right.
You know,
but it wasn't in John's paper.
Can I tell you something? I was proud of my brother for something.
Boy.
You actually picked a game. You picked a very close. You said that it wasn't going to be a blowout. The Patriots game, we had a star on last time when Andy was otherwise involved with his in-laws.
I was.
Bill's coach was on the show. Did you hear about Coach
McDermott?
I had
an obligation. Coach McDermott was here. Yes.
Yeah, he was in the house. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And John said there was going to be a closer game than a blowout. And he said it was going to be a 14-point victory on the Patriots' part. What was the final score? What was the...
It's 25-6, so it wasn't exactly right.
No, you were close, though. You were closer than the others.
You know.
A couple of points off here and there. A
couple points off, which was a major comeback from me saying that the Red Sox would be eliminated in the first round of the playoffs.
Yep. Wow. So what you're saying is... Now, I'm a big fan of Glenn because he's a big fan of mine. Suck it, Glenn Sear. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that at all. The voice of the Seawolves... I was hoping he would be here tonight.
I was hoping to.
But he had an obligation, I think.
An obligation. Hey, you got to take care of those.
Yeah. So if you have an obligation, you got to take care of that stuff.
Speaking of the Sox, I don't know if you guys saw this. I saw this today. I thought it was really cool.
They won the World Series.
Are you done talking yet, Andy?
They won the World Series?
They did.
Oh.
Just recently.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. You missed the last podcast.
It wasn't that big a deal.
Well, anyway. No, but I was kept abreast to the Sox games through text.
Through text messages?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Through you yahoos.
Yep.
But Alex Cora was asked what did he do prior to the playoffs to get his bullpen minds right. And he said that Dana Lavangie had a slideshow with every single headline that said the reason the Red Sox would lose was because their bullpen was so bad.
Yeah.
And then... He had a video clip of every single strikeout that every single person in the bullpen had throughout the season. And then he said at the end, he goes, you guys are good.
Yeah.
Just pitch like
That's
it.
That's awesome.
I thought that was really cool.
Outstanding.
I'm a Cora fan.
Yeah.
I was a Cora fan before he was the manager, but I'm psyched to see him do it.
He told the Yankees to suck it.
I know.
I think that's the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, we like that. We like that. I think I'm doing a pretty good job letting you guys talk tonight.
You are.
So the fan feedback is working.
So far, so good.
It's probably our worst show so far. But I think, you know, you guys are doing good. You guys are doing good. Anything else you want to say?
You got any more politics you want to talk about?
Actually, I do.
Okay.
Who else?
We have a tie between Jared Golden and Roland Pollock. Bruce Pollock.
Are you sure his name is Jared?
Bruce. What were the other candidates' names in that race?
James.
James Ian Bond. No, I Bond. No, Independent Bond.
Independent Bond.
And then we have another candidate.
What's
with
his
the last name? Hoar.
I don't think it's pronounced Hoar.
It's Hoar.
It's hooer.
Hooer.
All right.
Hair.
That's weird. That they both have first names that are independent. That's odd. That's got to be a first.
Independent hooer. Independent bond.
So anyways, rank choice voting is coming into play.
Yeah.
And he's losing it away. That's great. That's good.
It's hooer.
So they both finished with 46% of the popular vote. And now they go to ranked choice voting, and here's Andy Coulomb to explain ranked choice voting.
Go, Andy.
I believe they are now going to take the second place votes to decide the winner.
Okay.
Hence the ranked choice.
Right. So let's say that if I was in the second district, which we are not here in Southern Maine,
no, and we should just give the second district to Canada personally. Chop everything north of Bangor off, give it to Canada, and then save my tax dollars.
We have some loyal listeners up in the Bangor area.
I have nothing against that.
Well, that's we do take international listeners, so
and we could have more international listeners if we gave half the state to Canada.
That's a good point. That's a good point. All of Neely's relatives would be foreign listeners.
Hey, so that's true. Neely Nelson.
The Coulomb family is from
the Coulomb. They like the poutine.
They are from the Fort Kent. You see,
So if I was to vote for Jared Golden, okay, and I did not pick Roland Poliquin as my second.
It's Bruce. It's Bruce.
Well, he's got R in front of his name. R. So
Roland.
Oh, it's Republican Poliquin. Okay,
Dan Golden.
I was to pick independent who are whore.
Hey. Whore's not out of this. If she
the independents could decide this. That's what I'm saying. Right. I guess that Bond had 6%. Whore had 2%. And so that could determine the election. So what are you trying to say, Andy? Every vote counts?
This time it counts.
This time it counts.
I don't know. What was that motto? Somebody had that motto. This time it counts.
This one's for John?
No, that was the All-Star game. The All-Star game after the tie. This time it counts.
Don't call me whore.
Right.
So in the first
Why
district,
are we talking about politics?
Because it's a victory. It's a win and loss. It's a competition.
It's a competition.
Right?
It's competition. Tuesday last
night. I'm not going to lie to you. Since I didn't have to tell you I couldn't vote for either one of them. Golden's ads were quite frightening, actually.
Well, listen, you have to remember, he's
bold.
In the second district.
Right.
And that is a shooting thing. That is a right to bear arms group
he's
up there.
Very Republican. He's a veteran.
He's a veteran.
I understand.
And a straight shooter.
He was a Democrat. He was a Democrat holding
a
weapon.
Times.
You guys are talking way over each other, just so you're aware.
I don't know what you're talking about, Andy. John's the one talking over everybody. His wife just handed him a massive salad. Now, listen, the only bad part about last week's podcast was the fact that you were stuffing your face for the last 15 minutes of the podcast.
I did that so I'd give you a chance to talk.
It's the only way. It's the only way he can stop himself from talking.
So we got a really big show tonight.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool show.
We got some really cool guests. We have the captain of the USM men's soccer team, and we also have the captain of the USM women's soccer team.
Right.
They also happen to be related to us.
Yeah.
So going close to home for our guests tonight, Charlie Mull and Olivia Mull.
She's already been on the program once.
Olivia has been on the program once.
Guest starred one day.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
And she's back to talk about their experience, yeah?
Yeah. Yes, they are. And we're very excited to talk to them. So we've got really a big contingent of the Eisenhart family here supporting Matt.
I was going to say, where are we?
I think we're on Gray Road.
It's an Irish pub.
65 Gray Road.
That's correct. Madden's
in the Hannaford's Plaza.
Hannaford Plaza.
And,
no kidding.
I'm going to enjoy this beautiful salad. Now, I'm looking over at my mom. She's having a salad.
And also, she's double-fisting wine right now.
I saw a whole bowl of fries.
Yeah.
That's quite a combo.
That's.
She's keeping it a long distance away from my son, Aiden, which is probably a good idea.
You know, I've seen quite an array of food in here tonight. Lots of pizza, some cheesecake. Yep. Looks like
the cheesecake looks
food
delicious.
Is fantastic.
Looks like it's quite an establishment.
This place is fantastic, and I highly recommend the steak tips and garlic potatoes.
Oh my gosh!
And the entertainment on Saturday nights, I hear, is really good.
Unbelievable. It's
I heard this Saturday wasn't as good. Somebody was missing.
Last week.
This past Saturday, there was an absence due to a quickly pulled together overnighter.
Yeah.
For me and my betrothed down in the old Kennebunkport region.
Hey.
You know? We went to West Kennebunk.
Yes.
West Side. Had dinner at the tavern.
Oh, love the tavern.
Very.
Did you have the buffalo cauliflower?
No, I did not.
Buffalo cauliflower.
Oh.
Really?
Fantastic. The tavern is great.
The tavern
great
is.
Great people, too.
It's delicious. It's not one of our sponsors, but maybe
could
will be.
Could be. We know somebody that works in Kennebunk.
I can hook it up.
Yeah, there we go.
But we had a lovely overnighter. We stayed at the Harbor Inn, a bed and breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I did a wedding at the
fully
Harbor Inn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a
fully
nice place.
Renovated, beautiful spot. They have 6 rooms, and then they have a little cottage if you have a pet you want to bring along. And wonderful guy, Bill, is the owner. And he's owned it since 2017.
I'm not going to lie to you. Marissa from Madden's.
She's got some pipes.
She's got some pipes. She sang
some
with me on Saturday night.
Pipes.
And she can
belt
sing
it out.
Oh, so good.
Now, are you playing on Saturday night here?
December 1st. I'll be
December
back
1st.
Here.
Yep. Oh, be back for popular demand.
That's the first day of December.
It is indeed.
Is that summer over?
Summer's officially over.
Did you end summer?
Summer's over, yeah.
Summer is over.
Did you hear that the Red Sox won the World Series?
I heard that.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Also, been a pretty wet fall.
Yeah.
This has been the very wet fall.
Wettest fall.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, it's been a disgusting
but
fall.
We're heading into the winter sports season,
yeah,
so we're heading indoors.
Looking forward to going out to my car in the morning.
Coach, are we going to can we look forward to a forecast for the Kennebunk Ram swim squad?
Absolutely.
What does it look like this year?
High numbers again. It's great. I actually had my
not surprised.
Had my preseason meeting Monday night. This will be the first year that I have more boys on the team than girls.
Wow.
And,
that's excellent.
Pretty proud of that, seeing as 5 years ago when I started, we had 7 boys, and I'm up to 27
That's
this
outstanding.
Year.
The reflection of the enthusiasm you've built around the program.
I
and
think
that,
it's the,
sir, was a compliment.
Thank you. I think it's the chop suey, personally, that I provide.
Delicious chop suey.
They love the chop suey. Word gets
that.
Around in Kennebunk with the chop suey.
I had They've that heard. Chop suey, and it was delicious.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
Are we ready to have our guests on?
I don't know. Have you eaten your salad yet?
I figure I eat my salad in between takes.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right, we are back, and we have two distinguished guests, two college soccer players, two captains, and we have Charlie Mull and Olivia Mull. Both are captains of the USM soccer teams, men and women's teams, and they happen to be siblings, and also...
We're making up words again.
Yeah. And we also are related to you, which is unbelievable.
It's unfortunate for them, and both unbelievable and unfortunate.
Just think of my athletic ability, and then I watch them play. I'm like,
skips a generation. Well, Charlie had something.
Right.
Big
their
Charlie
dad was a pretty good
it.
Athlete. Yep. Yeah, and their mom could hit softball, so had that going for them. So welcome to the podcast, Charles and Olivia. Olivia, your team had the most successful season of any other. USM women's team in the history of the program. That's pretty fantastic. What do you attribute that to?
We got a new coach this year, so that helped a lot. We got a lot of new players who have already been attending USM but just decided to play this year. And then we got a couple new freshmen who really helped us out. So,
talk about some of your teammates. Other than yourself, who were some of your the standout players on your team?
Sierra Berthium. She was, I'd say, our star player. She scored a hat trick in the quarterfinal game to get us through to the semifinals. Alex Allen, she was a freshman. She played center mid. She was Rookie of the Week a couple times this season. Taylor Canastra, our goalkeeper, she broke the record for most shutouts in a season for USM, so that was pretty cool. And then just pretty much our whole defensive line, they just were rock stars this year, so they, I don't know, I give them most of the credit for our record this year. So,
so you named off like 7 or 8 people. I'm hoping that those 7 or 8 people will listen to this podcast. So it's a little selfish by me, but
I'll get it out to them.
Charlie, I stood in the rain and the 38-degree weather as you guys played your last regular season game. I thought about leaving like 82 times, but I hung in there. And you guys pulled out a miraculous come from behind win, and you guys had the most successful season that the men's soccer team has had since 2008, I believe, was the last time you guys made the playoffs. So
that's true.
You are a man of facts. Look at this.
Well, you know, hey, I follow the kids, and I talk to their dad a lot. So. So talk about that game. What was that like? You guys, you had to lay it all on the line in the last game of the season to make the playoffs.
Yeah, that was kind of like the story of our season, I think. You know, we played really well, and things kind of weren't going our way for a lot of that game. And then we just kind of found a way to power through it and to play, I think, one of the best games I've ever been a part of. Definitely the most exciting. Yeah, we went from ninth place to sixth place to get the playoff spot just that morning. So, like, I don't know, that was crazy for us.
But you guys scored with 5 seconds. Well, first of all, let's go back to you drawing a penalty in the box. You're down 1-0. And, watching both of you guys play, you always seem to be in the right spot at the right time. Watching you play all your sports as you've grown up. And it was no surprise to see that you drew that penalty in the box. Talk about that particular play. Down 1-0.
I definitely earned that one.
Got wrecked.
Yeah, I'm still like recovering from that. I just kind of had a feeling like that the ball was going to be in a certain spot. It was bouncing around in the box, and I just kind of got an open spot, and I think I probably could have scored it if I didn't get absolutely murdered in the box. Got like kicked and the kid fell on top of my leg and all that. It kind of sucked. I would have liked to take it. I was like limping.
I know. I was wondering that because I felt like you were the one that earned that. But
yeah. I mean, the thing in soccer, a lot of time, like the guy who draws the PK doesn't take it because they're probably the most like shooken up. Like it's PKs are so mental that like the excitement of being the guy that draws it and like the contact just before. Like, it kind of can throw you off.
Sure,
so.
Sure.
We usually designate a guy beforehand anyway to take PKs, so yep. As badly as I wanted to.
You know what I love about you guys is you get hurt, and you limp when the ball's not near you, but as soon as the ball gets near you, you're full on. It's like, what happens there?
It's just adrenaline. Especially, like, in the cold and the rain, like it was that day. When you're not in the play, it's easy to think about the pain and, like, when it's cold, it just hurts that much more. And but like once you're in it, like there's only one thing that you're thinking about, and it's like getting the ball or making a play or whatever you gotta do. Especially in those circumstances when we had to win to get to the playoffs for the first time in 10 years.
So that was cool because the guy that took the shot made the shot, the PK that tied it 1-1, and then looked like he was going into overtime. And then you guys scored with 5 seconds left in the game. It was amazing.
I was very, very relieved because I was hurting, and I'm sure as you can probably relate to, as the fans on the sideline are freezing there, you know, just freezing.
Yep.
So yeah, it was good.
We were all jumping up and down with our umbrellas and running on the field, and your teammates were like laid out on the field doing the soccer thing where they go to their knees, and like it was awesome. There was like 7 or 8 of them that came over and slid next to me, and I'm like giving them high fives, like they're like, guys. You know, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Get him away from me.
They don't care.
No, it was great. Liv, you guys had like I said an unbelievable season, and then. You did lose in the first round of the playoffs, but you had a pretty amazing goal that I saw online. That you were called for incorrectly called for offsides.
Yep.
Talk about that play. So I'll just describe it a little bit. But you basically they kind of kicked it to the back post, and all in one motion you slid and kicked it into the goal, and clearly you were not offsides because I watched the video like 48 times.
Yeah. So it was off a free kick. The ball got kicked, and then it got kicked back out, then through ball, and got crossed to the far post. And I ran onto the ball, like from outside the box, and just got really unlucky there. The one call that ref made all game, you know, and like that kind of there was like. When that happened, the momentum just, like, went super high. Like,
right.
There was so much there. But then when that got called back, like, there was just so much momentum lost.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I've talked to my team about it. And, like, we've all, like, said that call kind of decided the game. Because it was right after they had scored their first goal. So, like, I just tied it up. And then that call got called back. And
It's so hard to score a goal. Like, I know, like, in talking to, you know, like, AJ played high school soccer, and one of the things he loved about soccer was how hard it was to score a goal. Like, he said that's the hardest thing to do in sports. So that goal really could have carried the momentum. And, Charlie, your game, you know, it looked like you guys were done before you drew that penalty. It looked like you were done. You know, you get the PK, and all of a sudden, now you have that momentum, right? And and then everyone, it just lifts everybody, right, Liv?
Yeah.
You know, and it, you know, I think it inspired your team, right?
Yeah, it's like soccer can be just like a cruel game. When like I've seen a lot of games this week that I've been watching, like where teams just can't score, and like it's just demoralizing. Like when you're getting opportunities. And you're not taking them, and the other team gets like one chance, and they put it away. It sucks when you can't find the net. But then when you do, like that's why soccer celebrations are so insane, because it's like there's no better feeling.
Yeah, yeah, it's so hard. So talk about you guys both very successful. Went to Chevers High School, successful soccer players. What was the difference between, Liv, you can start with this, between high school and in college in terms of soccer?
The competitiveness and, like, having, like, players coming from all different states, like, you get so much more talent, like, Class A, like, at Chevers, like, it could be totally different than, like, whatever, like, my other teammates played, like, in New Hampshire and Massachusetts, like, I don't know, it's cool to, like, have all of that come together.
Yep.
And, yeah, I just say most of the competitiveness and, like, the aggressiveness.
It's a little bit, this, what I noticed in college that in high school, kids had trouble hitting my curveball. When I got to college, everybody could hit that thing. So,
yeah.
I had, you know, it was like, oh, man, I could get them out in high school with that pitch, and all of a sudden they're hitting it. So it's a totally, everybody's pretty good, right?
Yeah, there's a lot more talent.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Charlie, what about the men's? I mean, you're talking about people going from 18 years old to 22 years old, right? So there's a big difference, especially with the men in terms of their physicality. And what were the biggest things that you had to kind of adjust to?
Well, when I was a freshman as a goalie, The biggest thing for me was like the speed of play. The shots came in a lot harder. The players were a lot faster. So like if I'm coming out for a ball or something like that, the guy that's coming the other way is getting there a lot quicker. And I would say as I transitioned into the field role, the physicality was a lot different than it was in high school. You can get hit pretty hard in a college game without it being a foul, as opposed to high school where they pretty much call everything. I think speed of play, physicality for sure. And the fact that, like Liv said, everybody's good. Like there's no walkovers or anything like that. And there's not usually like a weak link on the other team. So it's a more tactical battle as opposed to in high school when you come up against teams who are fielding 11 guys who haven't played soccer since they're 8 years old.
Yeah. So your parents are lunatics. I stood next to them on the sidelines. they're super fans, and it's fun because one of them's my sister, one of them's my brother-in-law, and they have their own way of rooting, and it's hilarious to me because my sister never played soccer, but she knows everything about it. And your dad actually played and knows about soccer, and I feel like he's like the assistant coach on the sidelines and stuff. So talk about your parents and their influence and all that stuff.
I mean, like, I don't know. They're, like you said, like, our super fans. Like, they've been our number one fans, our number one supporters, like, since we started playing. Like, they're at every game. My dad's there before we even get to the field. Like, that's, like, my mom, she has all of her, like, chairs, her blankets in the trunk of her car. Like, they go sit in the pouring rain to watch us play. Like, they're always the only ones that I hear, like, like cheering on the sidelines, like coaching us from the sidelines, and like.
Well, we love the position you play because you could like run right next to us and stuff.
Yeah. So
Charlie was
right
more
there.
In the middle. You're on the wing, and yeah. No.
Yeah, I love like whenever like I'm playing on outside wing, I'm like, yo, can I be on the side that the fans are on?
Does that give you extra motivation when
it
you hear
does.
Your parents going, hey,
yeah.
let's go live?
Yeah,
you
like
know, your
I love
sister,
it.
Or you know,
yeah, like I love hearing like all the fans like. I don't know. I just, like, it motivates me a lot more to, like, play harder and just do better, I guess. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I love it.
Charlie, big C was on in the middle of the field hugging everybody after you guys won that game. It was awesome.
Yeah, he was on the field a few times this year for situations like that where it's a celebration. Like,
yeah.
He was the first guy to come over and guys on my team are, like, picking him up.
Yeah.
Like,
he's a member of the team. It's great.
Yeah. And, like, in our warm-up, he'll be, like, he's, like, kind of on the sideline, but also kind of on the field. Like, my coaches will come over and talk game plan with him, like, asking him what he thinks. I'm like, he doesn't know. Like, why are you asking him? always there.
Yeah.
Like, he knows sports, so, like, it's not that much different than anything else.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's nice to have parents that are always there. Like, when we're playing at Western Connecticut and we're 4.5 hours away, and we have one fan there, and you know that it's our parent. Like
well,
that's why people are running over to him every time we score a goal. Like,
well, the cool thing too is when we were watching your game, they were watching your game on your
the
phone,
live stream.
So
yeah.
It's amazing, you know, to be able to, you know, especially with parents who are, you know, you got one kid playing down there.
Yeah.
You, as a parent, you want to be in both places at the same time, but to be able to watch it on your phone is pretty. Pretty amazing thing.
Yeah.
So you guys had your end of the season banquet on Sunday night. Was that bittersweet for you? Because that's kind of the, you know, that wraps things up for you, right?
Well, it wasn't like our team banquet. It was
okay.
it was like this scholar athlete award.
Gotcha. Okay.
Banquet.
Well, that's even more important. Okay.
Yeah. We will have a team banquet at the end of the month, I think. Yeah, that was just for anybody in the athletic program who's like managed to maintain like a 3.0 or higher.
Wow, amazing.
Good time.
So now that it's kind of coming to an end, you know, what are your reflections? What are your feelings? You feel like you're going to miss it? Are you going to immediately join a soccer league? I know you guys played in the off season with AJ and co-ed stuff and all that stuff. Are you guys done with soccer? Or you want to keep playing?
I know my team's talked about like joining a winter league, and we do summer leagues too. And they're like, you live like 5 minutes down the road, like obviously we'll invite you back. And yeah. So, yeah, like I'll definitely miss it. Like I love my team. Like this was by far the most fun I've had in a season, like probably in my career.
Yep.
Not just because of the winning, but like it's just such a great group of girls.
Chemistry does play a lot into that, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And it's hard, like when it's all like a group of girls, like it's kind of hard to get that chemistry because girls are kind of tough sometimes. We'll definitely keep playing. Like we'll look for as many leagues as we can. Like, yeah.
Awesome, Charlie. How about you?
Yeah,
I'm ready to go into corporate America and just, you know, put a suit on and just forget about sports altogether.
Yeah, and hopefully get drafted to some corporate men's team. It'd be nice to have that on my resume. Get me in the door. Yeah, I've always been a fan of men's leagues. It's just like a free environment to go pretty much do whatever I want without any like pressure or anything.
Yep.
Like I definitely don't want to stop playing. I don't know, maybe some slow pitch softball too. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, we're super proud of you guys and all your accomplishments, and you're you've always been great athletes. But I'm just really proud of the men and woman that you man and woman that you've become. You're awesome people, and I think you have awesome parents, and I think that's your reflection of them. So thank you for coming on. If you want to stick around. We're going to shit all over Mike Woodbury, if you want.
you forgot to ask what walk-up songs. What do you guys
oh,
want
yeah. What do you want for a walk-up song? So we usually have a walk-up song like right before your interview comes on. I know you guys listen to regular
listeners. I was
going to
say,
the
they're
podcast.
Surprised by this, so clearly they listen.
Do you guys have any particular songs that you like? Maybe a warm-up song, or
well, I never got to have a walk-up song for high school baseball. I always wanted one.
You deserved one. You were an all-state baseball player.
I know. We never got around to it, I guess. But I was planning on using Magic Man by Heart.
Ooh, oh,
that's a classy old woo! Soul.
That's
classic.
A great song.
I like the intro to that song for a walk-up. I think it's appropriately nonchalant.
And then it just kind of builds from there. I like that. Liv?
Honestly, probably any song by Taylor Swift. But
Shake It Off.
That's a tough
Shake
one.
It Off. Shake It.
I
shake
mean,
it.
Yeah, if that's...
I got
maybe
the,
like
I got a good one. I'll surprise her with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uncle Tim will get
anyone.
You.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming on. Coach Coulomb, do you have any questions for these guys?
No, but I can say that Liv makes a heck of a cup of coffee over at the Daily Grind.
I appreciate that.
Yep.
Yes.
I think they should stick around when Casey comes on, too.
All right, Casey Mull, our media director of media relations, will be on soon. So, all right.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, cool. No, I don't like you, but I got smarter, I got harder in the nick of time. Honey, I rose up from the dead, I do it all the time. I got a list of names and yours is in red underlined. I check it once, then I check it twice. Oh, ooh, look what you made me do, look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do, look what you just made me. Ooh, look what you made me do, look what you made me do. What you just made me do.
We're back.
Okay. Oh, we are back, and Charles and Liv, two all-stars.
Yeah.
Loved having them on. We got them to talk. They're not much for talking.
No, they're very
they're very quiet. Yeah. Quiet peoples.
Yep.
But it was great, and great to have them on.
Let me tell you something. I'm so happy that they didn't have this jackass from Florida, the guy that's getting tossed around a little bit, the guy from Waterville.
Mike Woodbury?
Yeah, Woody.
Woody.
Complete jackass.
He's
I think we should have him on. Get him on here. Let's call him up.
Let's talk him.
give him some business?
No, let's coach him up.
Coach him up on being a human?
Hey, you've proven what not to do. Let us tell you what to do.
So we have Casey Mull on the program.
My name's Casey Foster. We did this last time.
He's brutal. It's like this.
Formerly Casey Mull.
Casey Mull. Formerly
known as. The artist formerly known as.
Casey Mull Foster.
Yeah.
Casey Foster.
It's not Mull. She's not Mull Foster.
No, it doesn't even. My 1 year anniversary is next week, for Christ's sake.
Happy anniversary. I meant to say that. Happy anniversary.
You know, somebody still owes me a wedding present.
Has it been a year yet?
Wait a minute.
It has been.
Like my wedding invitation. Thank you, cards.
He's such a good guy.
Has it been a year yet?
What's it been, like 2 years?
It's been over 2 years.
I'm working on it. Okay.
Yeah, you tell me that every time we're together.
No, actually, what he says is his gift was his presence.
It's on the way.
It's on the way.
Right. That should be enough.
Well, my presence was. I did introduce the wedding party.
You did.
That was. I did that for free. So everyone
that
knows.
Was not he wanted me to do that.
I did originally. That was a surprise to me. I was not aware that this change had happened.
I elbowed him in the ribs.
Nor was it approved.
And no, it was not approved by the wedding coordinator.
Yeah, she was not happy.
It was a welcome surprise, though, wasn't it?
She actually hit me and said, "Why is John on the microphone?"
I don't know. We can't control him. We can only hope to contain that fool.
You said, "I don't know, Dr. Coulomb."
I don't
just
know,
walk
Doctor.
Down the aisle.
Doctor, get John the cherry dip.
Casey, did you ever play against or watch Woody, Mike Woodbury?
No. No. Well, I was never a serious enough basketball player to ever play AAU, so I guess that was kind of a blessing in disguise.
Yeah. I think it worked out good for you.
I think I dodged a bullet.
I think
you did dodge a bullet.
Yeah.
It's a good way of putting it.
I don't think I would have been able to emotionally handle that.
I saw him blow up a 13-year-old in the game.
No.
And his parents were sitting right near where I was sitting.
Yeah.
Did they do anything about it?
No. They thought he was doing his son correctly to get him a scholarship. And the kid ended up being a good high school player and stuff, but he never got any scholarships or anything like that.
I thought it was interesting, the article that they had in the paper, the kid that said, "I basically used this guy, Woody, to get a scholarship. Otherwise, I would have wanted nothing to do with him."
Well, I don't think here's the misnomer for parents. You don't need that guy to get a scholarship.
You don't.
Not at all.
If you're good, they'll find you.
Yeah.
They'll find you.
Especially in a game like basketball, the guys that are getting the scholarships are not the guys that are getting coached up. They're the guys that are unbelievably athletic to start with.
Yes.
And then they go off and exploit their athletics by exposing themselves to as many coaches as possible.
Yes. Right.
This guy Woody, by all accounts, is a good baseball. He's got great baseball.
Baseball.
Schmegma. He has got great basketball knowledge. Schmegma.
Great hockey knowledge. Great.
He's got great hockey knowledge.
Great hockey player.
John just destroyed the set of headphones.
You see, to win the game, you have to score more than the other team.
Yeah. Keep it simple.
If you are down by three, you need to score four to win.
If you score more than the other team, you will most likely win.
You got to keep it simple.
Why did he move to Florida in the first place?
I think he was no longer welcome.
Welcome here. Okay, that's good.
I think his AAU.
There's a lot of messed up people in Florida.
I think his AAU business was
to visit.
Starting to lose traction.
He started facing some stiff competition, and I think people realized
that. Yeah, like once you get out of Maine, you're really not that.
Well, and, you know, screaming at kids is probably not good for business.
Especially in a world in 2018 where everything's on the phone.
Getting in fist fights with fellow coaches, not good for business. Getting thrown out of SMCC, not good for business. So what do you do if you're in that situation?
You start
clearly,
or you buy into a Christian school.
I don't think you even had to.
Whatever
you buy
he
a Christian school. I mean,
I don't know.
You just take it over. I think you just take over running.
He
the
is
school.
The CEO of a Christian
CEO
school.
CEO.
But I found it interesting that he found God after this.
No, because he
wait. Is that what he? Is that what he said?
The soundbite. After the soundbite came out, he said he found God.
He did. He did say that.
Oh, he found it. That good idea.
Yeah, good idea.
Probably need to find God after that.
Good idea.
I think, again, at a Christian school, you probably should have found God before.
Let me tell you something. These people are so manipulative. They convince themselves of these things, and and that's what happens. They have charisma, but it's not for the good.
No.
It's for the not so good.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, what goes around comes around.
I'll be honest with you. This is just one case of some bad coaches that are out there. I've heard this from a bunch of people that any fool can start an AAU program.
Anybody. There's no regulation for it.
Right.
Yeah. You gotta have money.
It's money driven.
Right. And so
no one's gonna decline the $5,000 fee that you have to.
Thank goodness we formed our own team when AJ was playing and stuff like that. Played against this meathead. But if you weren't a coach, you had to pay to get in. You paid $6 to watch your kid play an hour a game. Like it's just a money grab.
It's totally a money grab.
Money grab and
for
people
kids.
people fall for it. Yeah. You know, people buy into it and it's sad.
There's a lot of high school coaches out there, and I've talked to a lot of them in the basketball world, who have said it's the worst thing that's happened to basketball because you're not really learning. You're not learning by playing games. You learn.
Is your microphone on?
Yes.
The volumes are...
Volumes are very low.
Volumes are low.
Are they? Oh.
Shorty got low, low,
low.
That's a stripper song.
That is a stripper song.
So is Tiny.
My kids loved it.
Do you know what the name of that song
Dancer,
is?
Private Dancer by Tina Turner.
Is it?
I don't know.
I think it's Apple Bottom Jeans.
It's basically about this guy. Now, my kids loved it. They were 8, 10 years old, and they loved that song.
Did you have boots with the fur?
Basically about a stripper.
Yeah, for sure.
So I turned to Ann one day. I'm like... Song's about a stripper. And they're back there. Apple bottom jeans with a boots in the drawer. Something. She had the whole crowd looking at the floor. Something. It's alarming.
You had the Suburban bumping, probably. Too.
Oh, we had it bumping.
The burb.
The burb was bumping that day. A lot of filthy music out there. So anyways, welcome to the program, Casey Moe. Casey, how is it going over there at the Unum Life Insurance
Company? Anybody need a job?
I do.
Are you hiring?
I
always hiring. Should I make a pitch? Should I do a plug?
Yeah.
Do they have any...
I have
the
family.
They have this great person that trains new hires, and her name is Casey Foster.
Did you get that job? Are you doing the
I am doing that job.
Oh. Actually, she is.
Yeah. Teaching.
She is a trainer of people.
I am actually called a learning consultant.
Oh, are you looking for employees?
Well, I don't know. I think my class is full for January.
I think your brother just graduated from college.
Yeah, and he actually told me that he would rather do other things than sit in a class with me.
Yeah.
He would rather.
Understood. I'm sure you could guess some of the other things he'd rather
do. Drag his body for naked, broken glass naked.
Yeah, he'd rather
get rubbing alcohol all over himself.
He would rather get hit very hard in the leg and have the guy roll on his leg in the penalty box.
Yes.
Every day of his life.
Yeah, than sit in a class with me as his teacher.
Understood.
Other than that, he's very interested.
He's very interested in family medical leave. If you need to know anything about it, I'm here for you.
I want to know about that because it's a...
I'm sure Woody's out on it right now for mental instability.
Mental.
I don't think finding Jesus is
considered qualified.
Did he actually find Jesus?
He said
he has he found him?
Does he down in Florida?
Does he have $5,000 to play AAU basketball? Does he have a kid who wants to play?
Jesus.
What he needs, Jesus.
I love the little baby Jesus, but I think he's dead now. I don't know if you can find him anymore.
I like my
he might
baby
be coming
Jesus.
Back if you're a believer, but I don't think you can.
I bet Jesus.
I like
was
my baby
basketball
Jesus
basketball
on a tuxedo T-shirt.
Oh, all right.
All right, Tim. I think this is a wrap. Casey, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
John, thank you for breaking those headphones. I don't like those anyways.
Owen.
AC and the Sunshine Band, thank you for coming back, and I appreciate your input today, and I hope I didn't interrupt you too much.
I was going to say, thank you for letting us talk.
It was nice. Uncomfortable, but it was nice.
Yeah.
It's probably the worst one show we've ever done.
Yeah.
But I
felt a little bit
sure
like peach sweaty.
I'm sorry, were you saying something?
Felt a little bit like peach sweaty.
Oh, let me finish.
John has something to say.
First of all, I did not break those microphones. I got them broken.
Yeah,
they came broken from the store.
I used to say that all the
after
time.
You picked them
second, you guys said there's going to be a rap about let's see, a minute ago.
I just love that you just said it's going to be a wrap. That's my favorite thing about what you just said.
That's in the biz. That's in the biz talk.
My boy.
Mumbo jumbo.
I'm ready to go work on my rice bags.
Okay.
And I have no homework.
We'll leave that at that.
Uncle John.
And I have no homework.
Rice bags all the time.
John, do you remember the time that you announced on the podcast that you had to go to the bathroom?
Excuse me, I have to use the restroom.
That's what they call them now, rice bags.
Rice bags. All right, rice bags, are you done?
Okay.
Rabin Booza,
rice bag, rice and bagger.
I like that Talladega Nights, like their picture of Jesus in a tuxedo and a shirt. That was a good one.
Hey, thank you.
What were the boys' names, remember? Walker and...
It was Walker and it was like something like Texas Ranger.
Yeah, yes. Walker, Texas Ranger.
Wasn't there a mention of Dr. Quinn and
Dr. Quinn and Medicine Woman.
And then Ricky Bobby.
We're raising winners.
What's that guy?
They're not named Ricky Bobby. Dr. Quinn and Medicine Woman.
Shake
first
and bake.
First or your last.
Shake and bake.
First or your last. Last.
Chip, I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Chip,
I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
I'm going to scissor kick you in the back of the head.
Oh, my God.
Cool.